Well, I think there are a number of things here. Firstly, I think we have to look at the social media companies themselves and ask them why they are promoting material which is particularly aggressive, why that or upsetting. And the reason is because it favours their business model. It helps people to sell advertising, and that does make an unhealthy online environment. And sometimes people cross the law into illegality, but I don't think that is actually the main concern that people have. It isn't just about criminal speech. It is about an environment where everybody is being extremely unpleasant to each other. And that's because users are not in control of these platforms, and the platforms are not accountable to individuals. And that's because they're closed, they're monopolistic, and they're vast. And the only way we can actually tackle this, I think, is to say, well, why don't we have a working market where users are selecting platforms because they're trustworthy and because they have a good time there, as opposed to this is what's available. I think we have to complete rethink about this and think of this much more about competition and user empowerment, and decentralization of social media, rather than having two or three extremely powerful companies running the show.
Do you think that would really work, though? Because we arguably different platforms do open up, but it feels like people still go to the main ones, and there isn't that competition because they are just so successful.
Well, you absolutely can open them up. You think about Blue Sky, you think about Mastodon. These are platforms where they are actually decentralized, and you can choose the kind of experience you want within them. With Blue Sky, you can choose the moderation engine, you can choose the kind of content you wish to receive, and if you don't like that, you can change it again. And the same goes for Mastodon. Even Meta have partially opened up Threads for exactly the same reason. You can share content in and out of Threads to other platforms. So of course this can be done. It's not technically unfeasible. It's about political will. And the danger is, of course, that Trump doesn't want American corporations to be tackled. He wants them to be monopolistic, and the UK and the European Union may turn out to be unwilling to face that. But while we don't, we have a toxic environment because people like Musk can just decide to dial up the hate.